Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMI Radio. I'm your host, Charles Green. Today we'll be talking with author Ken Ungerecht about his book, Divine Principles. Mr. Ungerecht, do we have you on the line?
Yes, you do.
I hope I'm saying your name correctly.
Yes, I think that's pretty good. We usually pronounce it Ungerecht, but I like the way you pronounce it.
Okay, trying to do my best sight unseen. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Excited to talk to you and get our listeners to hear a little bit about your book and about you as an author and, goes in tandem with the book, your worldview and all of that. So I was hoping you could tell our listeners a little bit about your book.
The book is, I guess, kind of a mixture of science and spirituality, kind of an effort to blend those two things.
Yeah, no, and it's a really interesting approach you take. Would you sort of explain a little bit about the launching off point of some of your ideas and the significance of that blending?
Well, I guess my view is if there is, a spiritual aspect to the human condition, then it has to be the most fundamental one there is. Everything that we know about, everything that we are, everything that is really needs to precipitate from that. So I just think that if we can come to understand that better, we'll be able to utilize it better than we do. And I think if we do that, we will, kind of begin to move our world into being the kind of place that I've always thought it was meant to be. So that was kind of the motivation for writing the book. And certainly if there is, an aspect, the spiritual aspect of things, which I'm quite certain there is, then, it's the ultimate mystery. And we're never going to understand everything there is to know about it, ever. But I think that if we can just come to understand some things better and come to know some things, with a certain high level of confidence, that we'll be able to make use of those. And that's kind of my feeling about the book and why I wrote it.
Mm. Now, that's really interesting. And this idea of, ultimately an unknowability, but it doesn't mean we can't strive to understand the way that very much in science, there's the unknowable that we nonetheless pursue, that sort of blending of the two is really interesting. And would you be able to share with our listeners a little bit about, you discuss someone by the name of Dr. Alexander. Is it Eben Alexander?
Yes,
sort of
did I mention his book? Yes. Well, he wrote a book, I forget the exact name of it now, but it was a story of his experience of dying, really. He had a very serious illness and was in a coma for a couple of weeks. And when he came back, he just had all these interesting things that had happened to him while he was in this coma. Dr. Eben Alexander, yes, that's his name. And he was a neurosurgeon, really. So he worked a lot with the brain. And before he had this experience, he, was believed, like a lot of people do, that all consciousness originates and comes from the brain. And so it was a very profound experience for him because he knew that what he was remembering from this time that he was in the coma didn't come from that source. It came from somewhere else. And it was an experience that a lot of people seem to have and report on, that go through the death experience, near-death experience. So that was his experience. And it's a very good book.
Yes, I think it was. Is it Proof of Heaven? Is that the title of it?
Pardon?
Is the title of his book Proof of Heaven?
Oh, that was his book. Yes, Proof of Heaven.
Yes, it's,
that was his book.
Yeah, no, and I find it a really interesting place that you begin and then go on your own to look at the intersection of what, you know, we mm-hmm. call the mystical and what is called the scientific and those distinctions. But to have somebody who, I think there's often assumptions that one is only spiritual or one is only scientific, and people get very much entrenched. And I think your book does a wonderful job looking at those intersections. And so I'm curious, who did you write it for? Who is sort of your ideal audience?
Well, I guess my ideal audience would be everybody because, you know, everybody everybody has, you know, some kind of a view on what spirituality is, whether they believe in God or don't believe in God, or they have this set of views or that set of views. But so I guess that I would say, in answer to your question, that I think the book is really for everybody.
That's excellent. Yeah, and it really feels like it has that holistic bent, and particularly having those who may view themselves purely as spiritual look at the scientific, and those who view themselves purely as scientific look at the spiritual, and really bringing a cohesion. You talk about how there are essential principles in the major religions that cross over, and this feels very much in the same way, where you talk about this idea of an essential principle that binds us together. And therefore, the book is enacting that in a very interesting way by speaking to the whole audience, which is wonderful. And so you did bring up a little bit about what inspired you to write the book, but I'm curious, what inspired you to become an author? What was your journey to becoming an author and to writing this book?
Well, I guess a study of the spiritual, metaphysics, different religions and stuff has kind of been an interest of mine for 50 years or so now. And so I've just learned a lot of things about it. And I guess I just wanted to share some of those ideas in the hope that maybe it might help to make this a better world. So I guess that was kind of my motivation and reason why I became an author, just to put down some of the ideas that I've accumulated over the years.
That's wonderful. And a lot of these, because there's a lot of research in the book that you draw on a lot of various sources. Is this, did you study these subjects pursuing it through university or self-study or
mostly on my own. So not at the university, mostly just reading and going to different events and coming in contact with a lot of different people that are involved in metaphysics and that sort of thing. So that's where my experience and knowledge has come from.
That's great. And I think that's very important because a lot of our listeners, and we'll get to this, are authors and aspiring authors. And this idea, I think there's often a mental block for writers where they think that if they don't have the PhD in whatever it is, you know, that they can't write about fill in the blank. And
right.
It's such an absurd notion, the ivory tower that exists, as where you put in the legwork, you learn the information by any means and doggedly, you can write a fantastic book about it rather than having to have the stamp of approval from some university taking all of your money. So that's very nice to hear. And so what advice do you have to those who are out here listening who are trying to get the nerve to write their first book or in the process of researching? What would be your advice to our listeners?
Well, I would just simply say that I think if you have something to say and you feel a drive to say it, start saying it. You know, just start writing something down, let other people, you know, look it over and take the ideas that you get from them and add to it. It's a long process, really, to get something that I think is good. I think Divine Principles is a good book, and then a lot of people, seem to agree with that, but it's not my first book. It's not my first effort to write, so I would just say, if you really want to put something down, start in.
And so when did you begin as an author, and what were some of your first pieces?
Well, I started writing about some of the same material, I guess, about 2008, 2009, something like that. And I wrote a book called God Theories, which is the preliminary to this one. And it's gotten, you know, a lot of good reviews, but I just think that I've been able to add some important things to this one, which is why I wrote it, which is why, you know, I wrote the second one.
That's great. So kind of building on the ideas, and as they grow, that's terrific. And so if I may be so bold to ask, what is next? Are you working on anything currently?
Another book? Yes, I do have another writing that I'm working on. I'm trying to see how Divine Principles goes first. I'm trying to kind of push that a little bit. But I do. In fact, I have most of it done, but I'm not going to really do anything with it until I get this book a little more publicity, I guess.
Sure. No, that makes sense. And it's a whole, you know, journey of its own, from researching to writing to publishing. I mean, all of that. That's great. But it's wonderful that you already have something near finished. And can I ask if it's of a similar vein or something different?
Yes. Yeah, it's similar. Yeah, it's similar.
Great. So it's almost a trilogy we have.
I guess you could say that.
That's wonderful. Yeah, no, it seems like in so much great philosophical work, you really do need to build, and you can't say everything in one book. You know, you need to lay the foundation and get your reader to be able to digest certain principles.
Yeah, right. And you keep adding ideas into your own head, you know. I forgot. I didn't say this in the last book. I think it would be good. You know, then that just kind of takes off, and I think that's kind of the way it works. And you're always revising ideas anyway. So.
Sure. That's great. I mean, we get to also experience, as you grow in your thinking, we get to follow you with it, which is so wonderful. Anything in particular that you would like to share with our listeners about either yourself or your book?
The name of the book is Divine Principles, and principles, of course, are fundamental ideas, and they provide a foundation upon which we can build related ideas. But if the principal ideas aren't based in truth, then any ideas we build upon them, you know, don't have a chance of being in truth. So that's why I was very, very, very careful about, you know, what I consider to be a very solid scientific proof of the two principles that make up the book, that are delineated in the book. And of course, the word divine references that, you know, which is of God, of goddess, of our spiritual nature. So most of us, you know, have some kind of set of beliefs that around spirituality. We either believe it exists or we don't, or we have this idea of God or that idea of God or whatever it is. We all have a set of beliefs. But if those beliefs aren't based on sound principles, if the principles aren't ones of truth, then, you know, we run into a lot of problems. And I think that's where we have a lot of problems in our world today, is that we haven't taken the time to really make sound principles in the things that we believe. And I think if we do that, we'd be much better off. And this is kind of one of the things that I show in the book. I identify two principles. One is that, you know, the essence of who we are can't possibly depend on, you know, the creation of the physical body that we're currently using. In other words, we have to exist outside of the body. And that's a fundamental idea. And the second principle that I think is solidly grounded in reason and science in the book is that conscious involvement from outside of the physical realm has to be a part of the process that does reunite each of us with the body that we are currently using in this lifetime. So those are the two fundamental ideas, and they're divinely related, and that's kind of the essence of where the book comes from and from which, you know, it's going to be going.
Mm. That's great. I think those are really, really important ideas, and what you said, I couldn't agree more about having foundations to beliefs that are instrumentally related to truth, and to things that aren't just dogmatic suppositions, but something that actually has a principle to it. And it's interesting because you said that your previous work, you were discussing theory or theories, correct?
Well, yes, much more so. I wasn't, let's say, I wasn't as definitive in the science. Okay, everybody's ideas in spirituality are, you know, often very passionately held. So I think you have to be very careful how you write about that sort of thing. So maybe I was probably more, let's say, more cautious in God theories, maybe a little bolder in divine principles. Maybe that's kind of the difference between the two.
Mm. Oh, interesting. That's great. And I also just love that once again the title itself is enacting what you're doing, where you have the divine and the scientific, divine principles, God theories. I think that's just wonderful, and lets us know right off the bat sort of the intersection that we're looking at.
I think so, yes.
But No. And it's just terrific and such an important project. And as you said, for everyone, you know, it's also for when we discussed writers who feel intimidated to write about it, but also a reader might think, I don't know a lot about the spiritual, I don't know a lot about science, but your prose is intellectual and complex, but accessible for everyone, I would believe, and really does speak to anyone who has an interest in either subject or the intersection of the subjects, which is terrific.
Yeah, that's kind of my idea. That's kind of my hope, yeah. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people aren't paying too much attention to it, but we're all spiritual. I believe that. And so I think the book is for everybody, really. Yeah, the more we learn about it, I think the better off we're going to be.
Well, that's excellent. That's excellent. Well, it was such a pleasure to be able to speak with you today. And I just think your project is so important, and I highly recommend that our listeners out there pick up a copy. Where's the best place for them to get their hands on a copy?
Well, you can get it through Amazon. You can also go out to my website at divineprinciples.net, or I have another website, my personal website, at kenungerecht.com. And the book can be obtained from any of those sources.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I urge everyone to go out and get themselves a copy. And Mr. Ungerecht, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope to speak with you again when your next book, when the next part of the trilogy comes out.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Green. I really do appreciate that. And that's been a pleasure for me. So thank you for the opportunity for that.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. You do the same.
Okay. Take care.
Bye. You bet. Bye.
Bye. That was author Ken Ungerecht discussing his book, Divine Principles. This has been AMI Radio with your host, Charles Green. And as always, remember to read on.